Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
To talk all things Gardos, the Locked On Guardians host Justin Latta joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Just busy around here doing a little bit of housework, you know, getting some sweeping done.
I like that. I like that very much because the Guardians swept the Tigers. I understand the joke.
So how we feel laughing about that? Appreciate it.
Yeah, Justin, I was like, maybe you need to get a Roomba, but that's neither here nor there.
So I guess we'll get to the sweep. I don't know. I mean, let's see. FanGraphs has updated their playoff percentage for the Guardians to 26%. Where does the Locked On Guardians percentage stand?
I'm going to say 50%. I'm going to put it all up to 50%. Not the division, but just making the playoffs. I'm going to give them a 50% chance. I think they got to stay hot over the next week, which is a lot harder to do considering they've been hot. But I think it's 50-50. I think it's a coin flip for them to get in the playoffs at this point.
What would your response be to every national pundit that's just going to bring up the run differential being bad?
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean run differential? I don't know how they get this done. No. Sometimes it just matters when you get hot. That's what we were saying the other day. It's like, I don't know how good this team is. Like, you look at the lineup every day and you're like, how do they keep winning games? Because the lineup doesn't really inspire a confidence in a team that's going to score enough runs to win. But the pitching has been unbelievable, and they're just hot at the right time. The only question is going to be if they can stay hot long enough to get in. It just matters when you're good.
How big was it for Tanner Bibee, who's been so up and down this year, to go out there and hold his own with Tarek Skubal?
That's really big. I mean, it obviously started last week, right, with the complete game shutout. I think that gave him a ton of confidence. I think he's been gaining confidence the last couple of starts. That start in Tampa Bay was all right. I think he's been moving in the right direction for a while now and just getting things settled. But, yeah, I think the complete game last weekend, I think, was a big deal. And then, obviously, today you go out there and I don't think anyone's going to sit here and say that he's better than Tarek Skubal, but I think the only guy that's better than Tarek Skubal is Paul Skenes. But he went out there and matched him pitch for pitch, out for out. And if you can do that against Tarek Skubal and the Tigers, I think you can do it against anybody.
Yeah, the starters and the bullpen have really just kind of shined through this little stretch here. And I almost wonder if this has now become what the Guardians' identity has to be, because the offense just isn't there, but it doesn't really seem like it matters.
No, I had said a couple weeks ago, I forgot. I mean, obviously, I think a lot of people wrote them off after the 10-game losing streak and then the 1-9 stretch and then the non-disciplinary discipline of the two pitchers that will not be named. But, yeah, if they had any chance to get back into this race to make things serious for this season, I think that was heading into the trade deadline. And I said the only way they're going to do it is if the pitching steps up, they're going to have to win a lot of 3-2 and 2-1 games. And that's who they've become. They've become a team where they can score two or three or four runs. Four has always been their magic number, I think, probably for 10 years now, and that's the magic number for both teams. But, yeah, if they can score two or three runs, this pitching staff unbelievably has been good enough to make it hold up, and that's what they're going to have to do over the next, 10 games left.
Justin, you mentioned 10 games left. We had this conversation earlier. How many do you have to win? Like, conservatively, what's the win-to-loss ratio that you have to achieve in the next 10 games to safely secure a wild card spot of the division?
When they got to 12 this week, I think he said 9-3 was probably the spot they had to get to. And that included probably losing to Tarek Skubal. And that included maybe a loss next week to Detroit. And that included maybe a loss between the Minnesota series and the Texas series, depending on when that falls. Now that there's 10 games left, I don't know if 7-3 gets it done, because other teams have just not. I mean, Boston lost today, right? And, you know, Houston and Seattle are going back and forth. Maybe 7-3 works because you're playing the Tigers, so you control your own destiny there, kind of. And the Mariners and Astros could beat each other up, and that could help you out a lot. So I would say 7-3, but probably 8-2.
So obviously, if they end up winning the division, A.J. Hinch would be taken out of the equation then for manager of the year, because that's just a disastrous free fall, even though he's at the top of the leaderboard for a lot of people right now. John Schneider's still there for the Blue Jays. Dan Wilson's still there for the Mariners. It's not crazy to think Vogt could win back-to-back. Do you feel like it's on the board if the Guardians erase this deficit?
Right. I mean, if you're asking logically, sure. But the whole thing about the manager of the year is just so goofy, because I don't think anybody really ever thinks about this award logically, because it's always the manager who comes in with the least amount of expectations, right? Like 2013, it was Tito, because the Guardians or the Indians at the time had just come off one of the worst seasons they've had since the early 90s. And last year, nobody knew what Steven Vogt could do, and nobody thought they'd win the division. So it's always going to a team, a manager that comes into the year and everybody doesn't expect to be good. The Tigers and the Guardians both should have been expected to be good this year. I mean, they both made the playoffs. They played a great ALDS last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So logically, neither of those guys. I think you're right. I think it's John Schneider, even though the Blue Jays were expected to be good. But I don't know who it's going to be. I really don't know. Maybe it'll be on a Bing. Who is it in Seattle? Dan Wilson, the catcher. It might be him. I don't know. Steven Vogt deserves it, though. Let me tell you that. Just the way this season has gone, all the ups and downs, I think there's a very good case to be made.
Justin, I don't want to look too far ahead, because you still got some road to hoe here to actually clinch a playoff spot. But given how dominant this rotation's been, who starts game one of a 3-game series?
Well, I guess that depends how things line up. I'm trying to think here. Tanner Bivey and Gavin Williams, because they got moved up to Wednesday and Thursday this week, instead of waiting till an extra day on that 6-man rotation like they have been doing, they'll both get to start, I think, two more times down the stretch. They'll face Detroit next week, and then one of them might pitch in the Rangers series. So it's really going to depend on who's available, but I don't think you can go wrong with Gavin or Tanner in game one. I think it has to be one of them. I think you have to have one of them. I mean, I don't think you want to be throwing Slate, Ciccone, or Parker Messick game one of a playoff series, but if you have one of those two guys going game one, if things line up that way, I think you'll be in good shape.
I think for the casual Guardians fan, they tune in and then they see a Cade Smith blown save, or they see a Hunter Gaddis implosion or something along those lines. And I think it's really hard to explain how they've been, from a statistical standpoint, not only one of the best bullpens in baseball, but legitimately best FIP in the whole stretch of September into August. Like, how do you explain how this bullpen, even though they've had some highlighted moments that stink, really have come together?
I don't know, because they're incredibly thin. If you go back to April, I think we all knew that this bullpen wasn't going to be as good as it was a year ago, because it was historically good, and it's very hard to repeat that, especially when you go into the postseason and pitch deep the way they did and relied on their bullpen. And they tried to add, you know, they added Paul Sewald, didn't work out. Junis has been pretty good outside of 1 month. It's just been a lot of guys stepping up. I mean, they lost, you know, their closer, their Hall of Fame track closer, and Cade Smith has to go into the closer's role. Hunter Gaddis, you know, hadn't been as good as he was a year ago. Colby Allard, I mean, he pitched an incredible inning today. Tim Herron was out of the equation halfway through the year because he couldn't throw strikes, and he probably threw three of the biggest innings this week in Detroit. It's, you know, Eric Sobrowski missed most of the year. He came back late. They don't have Andrew Walters. Nick Enright, who looked like he was going to be a guy who was a key cog in that bullpen, he's now hurt, unfortunately. So I really don't know how to tell. I mean, it's Cates, Matt Festa. I mean, nobody knew Matt Festa was in April when the Guardians traded cash for him. It's just been a lot of guys stepping up, and this has probably been a better bullpen this year than last year, not based on stats, but based on personnel that had to do the things they're doing.
Justin, obviously we're all excited. We all hope they make the playoffs from here. But if the Guardians, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, how do we define the season?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, they certainly went through a lot of learning lessons, right? I mean, you had your ace, the guy who signed the long-term contract, had to go through a bumpy season. Gavin Williams, I think he's blossomed into a top-of-the-rotation starter that we all hoped he would be. Offensively, unfortunately, they just didn't really do a whole lot. Like, you got Kyle Manzardo, who stepped up in a big way, I think, this year. And, you know, you got C.J. Capus to the big leagues, even though had other people been healthy, he probably would have been left behind for other guys. That's the hard thing is, like, you really didn't develop anybody offensively because you didn't have the chance to, right? Because Brito was hurt, DeLauder's hurt, Bazana got hurt. All three of those guys should have been contributing this year. Bonero's had a good September, but offensively it's been a struggle for him. Like, your offensive wins are Kyle Manzardo and CJ Cephas and Jose Ramirez. I think it's the starting pitching. I think moving into next year, you feel confident about all your pitching options. You got Tanner and Gavin and Slade and Parker Messick and Logan Allen and Cal Steven. You know, you have Joey Cantillo, who we haven't even mentioned. I think you feel at least like you have a really strong pitching factory once again heading into 2026 if they don't make the playoffs this year.
Justin, great stuff, buddy. I'm sure it's a big day for you guys on the Locked On Guardians podcast. You guys do so darn good. We appreciate you.
Oh, we appreciate you guys too. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much. Justin Latta there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say. And a discrepancy noted for NFL head coaches in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.